Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Sunday Gathering, a time to connect with Creator through prayer and reflection. Each week, the clergy of the Community Catholic Church of Canada gather to worship together, and we invite you to join us. We are an inclusive and progressive denomination in the Anglican Roman Catholic tradition. And now, let's prepare our hearts for worship and create sacred space to be blessed by God. Grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Almighty God,
to you all hearts are open, all desires known, and from you no secrets are hidden. Cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you, and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor.
Most merciful God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. We ask for your forgiveness and your unlimited mercy to embrace us and restore us with your grace. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by the Holy Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. The Collect for the Fourth Sunday in Advent. Heavenly Father, who chose the Virgin Mary, full of grace to be the mother of our Lord and Savior, now fill us with your grace, that we in all things may embrace your will and with her rejoice in your salvation. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Last Sunday, we lit the candle of joy. We lit it and the candles of hope and peace again as we remember that Christ, who was born in Bethlehem, will come again to fulfill all of God's promises and bring us everlasting peace and joy. The fourth candle is the candle of love. God's love is a perfect love. It holds nothing back. God in love gives us everything we need to live a life of hope and peace. The Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus shows us God's perfect love. This is what love is. Love is patient, love is kind, and envies no one. Love is never boastful or conceited, rude or selfish. Love is not quick to take offense. It keeps no records of wrongs. It does not gloat over other people's troubles, but rejoices in the right, the good, and the true. There is nothing that love cannot face. There is no limit to its faith, to its hope, and to its endurance. Love never ends. We light the candle of love to remind us that Jesus brings us God's love and shows us how to love others. Let us pray. Thank you, God, for the love you give us. We ask that as we wait for all your promises to come true and for Christ to come again, that you would remain present with us. Help us today and every day to worship you, to hear your word, to do your will by sharing your love with each other. We ask it in the name of the one who was born in Bethlehem. Amen.
A reading from the book of Micah, chapter 5, beginning at the second verse. But you, O Bethlehem of Ephrathah, who are one of the little clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to rule Israel, whose origin is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up until the time when she who is in labor has brought forth. Then the rest of the kindred shall return to the people of Israel, and he shall stand and feed his flock in the strength of the Lord, in the majesty of the name of the Lord his God, and they shall live secure, for now he shall be great to the ends of the earth, and he shall be the one of peace. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The psalm for this fourth Sunday in Advent is Psalm 80. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, you who leave Joseph like a flock, you who are enthroned upon the cherubim, shine forth before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh. Stir up your might and come to save us. Restore us, O God, let your face shine that we may be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long will you be angry with your people's prayers? You have fed them with the bread of tears and given them tears to drink in full measure. You make us the scorn of our neighbors, our enemies laugh among themselves. Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine that we may be saved. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. You have led us to the kingdom of your Father's love. Forgive our careless indifference to your loving care for all your creatures, and remake us in the likeness of your new and risen life. We ask this in your name. Amen.
A reading from the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, beginning at the fifth verse. Consequently, when Christ came into the world, he said, "Sacrifices and offerings you have not desired, but a body you have prepared for me. In burnt offerings and sin offerings you have taken no pleasure." Then I said, "See, God, I have come to do your will, O God, in the scroll of the book that is written of me." When he said above, "You have neither desired nor taken pleasure in sacrifices and offerings and burnt offerings and sin offerings, these were offered according to the law." Then he added, "See, I have come to do your will." He abolishes the first in order to establish the second, and it is by God's will that we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. This is the word of God.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham, and to his descendants forever." This is the gospel of Christ.
Praise be to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
May Heavenly Father open our minds to know and share his will. May the Holy Spirit open our mouths and ears to hear and speak as God intends. May Jesus the Christ open our hearts, filling them with his love, that we may feel and share that precious love to all who are inclined to accept it. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Good morning. On this, the fourth Sunday of Advent, we're surrounded by the glamour and clamor of Christmas. Just 2 days away now, or as our kids say, three sleeps. Our streets, stores, and homes are all decorated. Kids of all ages are excited. Many wonder, what will this Christmas bring? Myself, my wife, and our children share in the excitement and wonder of this season. Even so, I am saddened by the focus of our culture and by that question, bringing to this special holy time. What will this Christmas bring? Who will get me what? What will I get for others? We give and receive gifts from those we love. Some give even to total strangers. Through donations and other gift offerings, many of our poor and otherwise marginalized people are sort of remembered and made, hopefully, to feel better, to eat better, to be warmer, at least for a day or two. These things, in and of themselves, are wonderful ways to share the joy and love that many of us feel at this time of year. Many wish that that part of Christmas would carry on throughout the year. And it is truly wonderful that, for a season at least, all of this does indeed occur. Still, I would be remiss if, at risk of sounding a slightly sour note in this time of good cheer, I did not offer a caring caution to all. The pressures brought on by the expectations of this season push so many people beyond their capabilities and their means. For many people, mental health issues, including anxiety and depression, come to the forefront in this season. And it can be entirely too easy to get caught up in all the celebrations and miss the signs that a loved one is in crisis. Take the time, make the effort to watch over each other, please. Unfortunately, according to Stats Canada, the average Canadian now spends the next 3 months recovering from the debts they incur over Christmas. For those 3 months, that causes much anxiety, friction, conflict, and other suffering in many homes. Please don't buy into the corporate advertising. I'll borrow from the casinos of today. Know your limit and stay within it. I grew up with my grandparents buying gifts and tucking them away all year long. When Christmas came, they gave what was already paid for and could then truly focus on celebrating with their friends and family. A simple discipline, almost lost in today's time of easy credit terms. Remember, even Christ was completely taken with the widow's mite, while pointing out that the wealthy gave only of their abundance, and she gave her all. I'll say no more on these matters and mention them only because I see so much suffering caused when it was joy that was intended. All of this gift-giving is our attempt to show our love in special ways during what we deem to be a special time. So now, let's focus on remembering Christ, who should rightfully be the very heart of this season. It is called after him. And really, it was God who started all this gifting anyway. Remember? John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Now that's love. That's a gift. His own Son sacrificed to save us. As a father, that's a gift I'd be hard-pressed to give. My son, my daughter, step aside and let them die? How could I? Still, despite the grief involved with it, many are proud of their children who died saving others. We all look to the hero. We can all see that side of it. Yet to know in advance that your child, my child, would be given their life to save others, let alone save others who then don't even appreciate the gift they've been given. Well, organ donors must face the heartbreaking choice of letting their child go so that others may benefit from their loss. God bless them. So we have some examples. If we could somehow look ahead and know that about our child, wouldn't you then look upon that newborn child filled with an even greater love and pride, as God himself must have looked upon his child in that manger? What total love God had to have for his son, for all, for each of us. What of the baby? What of Jesus? How much did he love us? Well, in today's reading from Hebrews, we hear Christ tell us that God took no pleasure from burnt offerings or sin offerings, but a body you have prepared for me. See, God, I have come to do your will, O God. In doing so, Christ fulfilled and ended the old covenant between God and the Jews and replaced it with a new covenant. What was his new covenant? That we love God with all our heart, mind, and strength, and love our neighbors as ourselves. His whole focus, love. Jesus so loved us that though he had later sweat blood at just the anticipation of what he was to suffer, yet he never shrank from it. In Philippians 2, verses 1 to 8, you can read that Jesus gave up the form of God and humbled himself even to die on a cross for our salvation. Love. God made man. Having read that verse in Philippians, from then on I understand, I read, I hear, but always now, God made himself man so as to suffer and die for each of us. For salvation to happen, he had to first be born in that stable in Bethlehem. Not as a king, but lower than many slaves in that day, as he was wrapped in some makeshift blanket and placed in a manger. And it appears he was happy to do it, because this would empower him to bring about God's purpose. Jesus loved his Heavenly Father, his Abba, enough to come onto this world and offer himself for us. Jesus loves us so much that he willingly died horribly in order to save us. This is the meaning of Christmas. Yes, we celebrate his birth, yet it would have meant no more than any other child's birth, if not for what was planned and the purpose he served. And yes, in Micah, there was a prelude to the Nativity story. And for Mary visiting with Elizabeth, Bethlehem and Mary are each the recipient of the coming Lord. We see the Nativity story all over the place at this time of year. But as with the people of Israel, Elizabeth and Mary, we are asked to open our doors and our hearts and welcome our God. Our God is a God who decided to set up tent, as it were, in the middle of our neighborhood, in the middle of our lives. Jesus cannot just be the baby born to Mary and Joseph in some faraway manger. This Christmas, we can bring that baby, that Savior, our Jesus, to be born in a real sense into our lives, our families, our homes, our neighborhoods. How? The whole intent of this Sunday in Advent, love. Accept his love, his birth, and his sacrifice for ourselves. In return, accept and love Jesus. Accept and agree to his covenant, his contract, to love God, love our neighbors. Don't forget, love ourselves. Yes, Christ and love are the real gifts of Christmas. God's love for each of us, Christ's love for each of us, that babe in the manger who was and is God's promise fulfilled. We are and should feel so loved. I invite you, please, don't make this about just another Merry Christmas, M-E-R-R-Y, but instead make this a Merry Christmas, M-A-R-Y. Remember Mary, remember the Christ, remember Mass. Accept Mary's child in your life, your family, and your home. Please attend Mass in remembrance of our Christ. Make spiritual matters, especially Mass, a priority. Not just this week, not sometimes, not even on every Sunday. Make opportunities to attend Mass as often as you can. Book it in your day timer. If someone wants to book an appointment at your Mass time, simply tell them you have prior commitment. To put Christ back in our Christmas, we need to make a habit of remembering Christ, as he taught us, through participating in Mass and the Holy Eucharist as often as you can. Take him up on his offer. Draw near unto me, and I shall draw near unto thee. Merry Christ Mass to you all. May the love of God and his Son, Jesus Christ, and the peace of the Holy Spirit be with us all now and forevermore. Amen.
In our prayers this morning, we offer before God those in any need or distress. Chancellor Janet, John, Annie, Abby, for those who are doing their best to make Christmas a happy one for their families, for those looking for a warm place and a warm meal at Christmas, for those who are sick, especially those for whom prayers have been requested, Reverend Pat and her husband Dave, Phyllis and Pat, Philip and family, Nancy, J.K., J., and D. We pray for our own needs and concerns, knowing God hears the prayers of our hearts and is already working our solutions for our highest and best. For those who have died, Colleen and Mildred, and for their loved ones grieving the loss, and for all who have requested our prayer, Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayers.
In joyful expectation, let us pray to our Savior and Redeemer, saying, Lord Jesus, come soon. O wisdom, from the Most High, you reign over all things to the ends of the earth. Come and teach us how to live.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Lord, as the head of the house of Israel, you appeared to Moses in the fire of the burning bush, and you gave the law on Sinai. Come with outstretched arm and ransom us.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
A branch of Jesse, standing as a sign among the nations. All kings will keep silence before you, and all peoples will summon you to their aid. Come, set us free and delay no more.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O key of David and scepter of the house of Israel, you open and none can shut. You shut and none can open. Come and free the captives from prison.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O morning star, splendor of the light eternal, and bright sun of righteousness, come and enlighten all who dwell in darkness and in the shadow of death.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O King of the nations, you alone can fulfill their desires. Cornerstone, you make opposing nations one. Come and save the creature you fashioned from clay.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
O Emmanuel, hope of the nations and their Savior, come and save us, Lord our God.
Lord Jesus, come soon.
For yours is the majesty, O Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, now and forever. Amen.
And now, as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Linked by spirit, voice, and intention, we are wrapped in the love of God, all one in spirit, beyond the limits of time and space. Around the world at this very moment, countless prayers are being lifted, songs of praise are being offered, bread and wine is being blessed to nurture Creator's dear children. United in Christ, we lift our prayers and praise to God, and we give thanks that we too are spiritually fed in this time of worship. Lord Jesus, you call us to follow you. We love you above all things, and we give thanks that you transform our hearts with your love. Embrace each of us now. Unite us to you in this time of worship and every moment of the day. We give thanks that we are fashioned by your love, gifted by your grace, upheld by your loving presence. May the blessings we receive in this sacred connection move us to be blessings in the world. Amen.
May we be the hands of Christ assisting one another. May we be the voice of Christ speaking up against injustice and unloving actions. May we be the heart of Christ, reaching out with compassion and healing. May we have the understanding of Christ and see all as our brother and sister, and this planet as a sacred and holy world. And may the Holy Spirit guide us and empower us this day to accomplish our purpose with love and abundant joy. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, be with you and everyone whom you love, this day and forevermore. Amen.
Go forth in the world rejoicing in the power of the Spirit.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us this day for our time of worship. If you have a prayer request, please send it along to communitycatholicchurch@gmail.com. If you'd like to make a financial donation to help support our ministry, please visit the website at www.communitycatholicchurch.com. Join us next week at 10:30 a.m. for the next Sunday gathering. Blessings to you in the name of our God of love.